you call the dish that's made from whole grains of corn after you leach the outside cover off?
Homelet. I made a mini gallon of that.
You like it?
I love it.
Ooh, I hate them.
Homemade homelet is delicious.
It is.
It is delicious.
Well, I guess I've never had any homemade. I have to admit it.
That's what I say. I made homemade homelet out of ashes.
Ashes?
Sifted the ashes and let it set in it overnight. And then wash them real good and peel all that hide, boil it, and peel all that hide off it the next morning. Wash it again, and then make my homelet, prettiest old white homelet you ever tasted, and boy, it beats all this canned homelet.
Well, I might like that.
One of the neighbors came to see us one time. It was ice all over the ground. We lived back in the hills. And you couldn't see our house till it was on it now. We was in the woods with it.
Mm-hmm.
And a neighbor boy lived up a hill there from us in the woods. We had a path made from his house to ours because we visited Rice more. And me may visit me because I had a baby just a month old. I didn't do much visiting. It was too cold. And anyway, he come there one night. And he said, Clarence, I'm hungry. So have you got some cornbread and sweet milk? Clarence said, we ain't got no grease, no butter, or nothing. But said, Julia's got the biggest dishpan full of the best homelet in there you ever ate. So we got some salt to put with that. Well, that guy went in there and we all had homelet there until the world looked level. That night, now, and it was about 8:30 or 9. But now, he said, Julia, I don't care if you didn't have no meat grease or nothing to get in. He said, this is delicious. Said, how'd you make it? And Clarence told him just how I made it. And he said, that's what you call homemade homelet. Clarence said, that's what I call a lifesaver. Said we couldn't get out to go. We had the money to get the stuff with, but we couldn't get out. We had a wagon, a team, and our team would slide on the ice. It was too icy. With up there blue, it was just pitiful. We couldn't, right here in Pelly Park, we couldn't get out.
Yeah, that sounds like not kind of weather to be traveling in.
That's what I say. Well, we couldn't.
Yeah.
And when he got where he could walk to his mother's, he walked up there and borrowed some meat from her because we had a hog to kill. But it was too cold to kill her, and he walked up there and Ma gave him a ham and said, now, Clarence, when you kill your hog, you can pay it back. And so we had that saved our life, and she gave him some cornmeal and a gallon of buttermilk. He had more mutton there than he'd carry back home.
Sounds like it, yeah.
But anyhow, we had something to eat.
What do you call a...
And he got some flour.
Yeah.
And
What do you call it when you take... I don't know if you take the hominy or if you just take the corn or what, but and you grind it up real fine and it comes out kind of white. You know, and you can kind of dish it up. Did you ever have any stuff like that?
Oh, you mean, what did we call a... We didn't make any of that. I don't know what you're talking about. Homelet grits.
Did you ever do that?
Oh, yeah, we had homelet grits.
Yeah, did you like, grits?
Yeah, I like it. Not well. Not too good. Just in case I have to have that.
Yeah.
Because I just made the pure homemade homelet.
Yeah. Well, I like grits, but I don't like it. I don't like it homely. I don't know why. I guess probably because I've never had any homemade. I just had the canned stuff. It's not much good.
Mm-mm.
What do you call that food it's a staple food of the Chinese and the Japanese. And they raise it down South Texas. You have to grow it in water.
Faggots.
Okay, well, let's see. It's kind of like, it's white when you eat
it. No, faggots don't grow in water.
Yeah. Let's see, this is it comes in little white grains when you eat it. You like have it like with gravy over it.
Rice.
Okay.
Rice, I knew that my uncle used to work in the rice field.
Oh, he did?
Had a boost through his hip, he said, had weight and water.
Where was he when he worked in rice field?
He must have been in Georgia. Because that's where my grandmother lived. He was baby, he may have been somewhere else, because that was Georgia's first year and there. But he said he had boots up to his hip working in the rice field. I imagine he's where they raise rice. I don't imagine he's in Georgia then, because Papa said he used to bring rice home and give it to him after he worked in the field.
That's interesting.